Brilliance Audio presents
The Heart of Justice by William J. Coghlan. Prologue. They had just finished making love when the telephone rang. She was lying in the crook of his arm, luxuriating in the warmth of the late afternoon sun slanting through the floor-to-ceiling windows on the wall opposite their bed. They hadn't bothered to draw the curtains. Her country house, their house now, stood high on a hill, surrounded by a vast expanse of rolling meadows, woods, dairy grazing pasture. They both loved the view of the sunlight glinting on the pond just below the house, and beyond that, several miles to the west across the Hudson River, the Catskill Mountains. Except for the sparrows twittering in the newly budding branches of the birch tree that reached to the third-story bedroom window, they had absolute privacy. The phone rang again. "Leave it," he said drowsily. "Let's sleep a while. Whoever it is will call back." But the ringing had already dissipated her sense of peace and well-being. An unanswered phone always made her nervous. What horrible news might be awaiting her at the other end? Few people had the private number in the country. The staff in New York, of course, but they had instructions to call only in the event of emergency. A few close friends, none of whom knew she was here for the weekend. "It might be important," she whispered. He tightened his arm around her naked body, wanting her to lie with him, to savor their pleasure for as long as possible. "Stay here," he murmured, snuggling against her. "I'll be right back," she promised, and slipped out from under the comforter. Shivering from the chill air of the unheated room, she tiptoed next door to the library and picked up the phone.